Thank you very much. I'm going to be introducing now our first speaker. Matozu, I'm sorry if I just butchered that name, who completed his medical studies at the Beijing Medical University and subsequently got his PhD in epidemiology at SUNY Albany in New York State, and is currently an assistant professor at West Virginia University in the Department of Community Medicine.
Thank you, Anne. Good morning. My topic is maternal low-level lead exposure and fetal growth. This is one part of my doctoral dissertation topic. At first, I want to acknowledge my dissertation advisor, Dr. Edward Fitzgerald, and also Dr. Katie Gelberg to provide data and advice. Background. What is low-level lead exposure? I'm talking about blood lead levels less than 10 microgram per deciliter. This has been documented to be associated with adverse nervous system development and sexual maturation among children. The CDC is considering to lower the reference level from 10 to 5 for children. As we know, maternal blood lead can readily cross the placenta and enter the fetus blood circulation to put the fetus at risk. There has been very limited study about maternal low-level lead exposure and fetal growth, especially using blood lead levels. For those studies using blood lead levels, they were not limited to low-level lead only, so they cannot be, the conclusion is limited to low-level lead. My study objective was to examine the impact of 1 microgram per deciliter increase in maternal blood lead level on birth weight in grams and gestational age in days. I also examined whether maternal low-level lead exposure was related to dichotomous low birth weight, preterm birth, and small for gestational age. We examined dose response to see if a higher lead level was related to a higher risk for fetal growth. We examined the effect modifications by race, ethnicity, age, education, parity, and gender. Study design. This is a retrospective cohort study design. My study population was upstate New York mothers aged 18 to 49, and they are singleton live births from 2003 through 2005. So we did a data linkage study. At first, we merged the heavy metal registries, blood lead records, which is statewide. We identified multiple blood lead tests from the same women. We used deterministic matching. We had 10 identifiers, which include name, date of birth, social security number, phone number, and address. We identified about 215,000 women from about 250,000 tests. Then we verified our linkage results using probabilistic matching. Using the probabilistic matching, we only identified about 3% of matches. So this means our deterministic matching is accurate and very complete. So then we match the blood lead tests with birth certificates. We only use the records from deterministic matching. Study variables. Our exposure variable is blood lead levels, which is from the heavy metal registry. We excluded the blood lead test after the delivery date, since they are not relevant to the fetal growth. We included only those women. Their maximum blood lead test blood lead levels was less than 10 microgram per deciliter. Our outcomes were from birth certificates. We have birth weight, which is low birth weight is defined as less than 2,500 grams, while preterm birth is defined as less than 37 complete gestational weeks. We also have calculated gestation, which is the data between the date of birth and the date of last menstrual period. We have a small for gestational age, which means the birth weight is less than 10% of the birth weight for gestational age. Confounders and effect modifiers. We consider the following variables: race, ethnicity, age, education, participation in Medicaid or special financial assistance program, smoking, drinking, drug abuse, prenatal care, parity, marital status, body mass index, and child sex. Statistical analysis. So at first, we examine the distribution of blood lead tests and the levels. For outcome as a continuous variable, such as birth weight or gestational age, we fitted a multiple linear regression model. A variable is entered into the stepwise regression if the p-value is less than 0.2. The variable is retained in the model if the p-value is less than 0.1 and also its association with the outcome is biologically plausible. We also categorized the lead levels. We had four categories, less than or equal to 1, from 1 to less than 3, from 3 to less than 5, and from 5 to less than 10. We consider the exposure here is from 5 to less than 10. We fitted a multiple logistic regression model. The criteria is similar to the stepwise linear regression model. We examined the dose response and conducted 20 tests. All the statistical analysis were conducted using SAS. Distribution of blood lead levels. So we identified a total of about 45,000 mother-infant pairs. Among them, about 94% had only one blood lead test. The average blood lead level was about 2.1 microgram per deciliter. For the high or the exposure consider here is the lead level from 5 to less than 10, which is 3% of all the infant mother-infant pairs. Our outcome is continuous birth weight. We fitted a linear regression, so we found that a 1 unit increase in maternal blood lead level was related to about 5 grams decrease for birth weight. The p-value is 0.04. When we use categorical blood lead levels, the high lead exposure from 5 to less than 10 was not statistically associated with decrease in birth weight. Subgroup analysis. We conducted subgroup analysis by race, ethnicity, age, and a lot of variables. Here we only presented the variables with significant results because of a time limitation. So for age, we have like four categories. We have mothers less than age 20, from 20 to 29, from 30 to 34, and from 35 to 49. We use the reference group, which is less than or equal to 1, as our reference group for the baseline risk. We can see actually the age group 30 to 34 for mothers with blood lead levels less than or equal to 1, the average birth weight was about 3,400 grams, which is the highest among all these four reference groups. And basically, this age group has a lower baseline risk for low birth weight. However, for this age group, high blood lead levels were related to about 92 grams decrease for birth weight compared to the reference group, which is less than or equal to 1. Categorical data analysis. Now we have the dichotomous low birth weight. We found that the adjusted odds ratio is 1.06 and it's not statistically significant for the high lead exposure. This is subgroup analysis. We have education right now. So we can see actually for mothers with the graduate education, the reference or the baseline risk is 3.7%, which is lowest among all these educational levels. But for the high lead exposure was related to about 2.4 times higher risk. So I will just present the all findings. For low birth weight, the adjusted slope, which is minus 4.9 grams, and the p-value is significant. It's not related to a dichotomous low birth weight, which is for the high lead exposure. As for preterm birth, the adjusted slope was minus 0.14. The p-value is 0.49 significant. The when outcome is defined as a dichotomous preterm birth, the adjusted odds ratio is 1.06. As for small for gestational age, the adjusted odds ratio is 1.7 and it is not statistically significant. For subgroup analysis, we found the increased risk among for levels from 5 to less than 10, especially among the group mothers aged 30 to 34 and mothers with a graduate education. As for small for gestational age, for mothers with two or more live births, the adjusted odds ratio is 1.51. Among mothers with a graduate education, the adjusted odds ratio is 2.3. We found that actually the low level lead exposure, which is from 5 to less than 10, which is moderately increased lead level, it may affect only low risk populations. They do not affect the already increased risk from other populations. Comparison with other studies. Our study is consistent with other studies. One study by Dr. Gonzalez Castillo used blood lead, and they found that the cleaners, when doing cleaner analysis, the 1 microgram per deciliter increase in blood lead was related to about 6.2 gram decrease for birth weight, which is quite similar to ours. Another study by Dr. Bellinger also reported a similar magnitude for birth weight, also a similar magnitude for gestational age. Another study by Dr. Sower reported no statistical significant association with no birth weight, preterm birth, or small for gestational age. Actually, we did find for if we have the overall records, actually there was no statistical association. We only found the risk for low-risk population subgroups. Another study reported that for preterm birth, actually for among primiparous women, there's an increased risk. Among multiparous women, there's a decreased risk for the lead levels from 5 to less than 9, from 5 to 9, which is contradictory in this further evaluation. Limitations. But first, I want to talk about selection bias. As we know, it's very hard to achieve 100% match percentage as women may move out of New York State. However, we use an internal unexposed group, which is a level less than or equal to 1, so they have a similar match percentage. Also, we calculated the standard fertility ratio, which means in our population, the women were about 4 times as likely to give birth, which is true because majority of blood lead test was conducted because of prenatal care tests. Another potential bias is information bias. Atomic spectrometry is a routine method for screening blood lead levels. Its accuracy is 1 and detection limit is also 1. And we expect the misclassification would be 90% and which would bias our result towards no. We also examine information bias because we want to know if the lead level test, lead test was related to the test during the pregnancy. We examine the temporal relationship between the data of lead test and the data of delivery. The mean is 208 days. The 19th percentile is 238 days. So we can think that the great majority of tests was conducted during pregnancy. About 6.1% of people had multiple tests. We used the maximum blood lead level, and we examined it with the one closer to the birth, and the mean difference is small in magnitude. And we cannot rule out confounding due to dietary calcium intake and multiple vitamin use. Our recommendations. Basically, in this study, we found that maternal low level levels between 5 to 10 was related to increased risk for low birth weight among mothers with age 30 to 34 and those with a graduate education. Also, the increased risk is documented for small for gestational age for mothers with two or more live births and those with a graduate education. Our study supported lead screening during pregnancy, especially among those with a risk for current high dose exposure. If a woman had a blood lead level more than 5 microgram per deciliter, the prenatal care provider should discuss the potential risk for fetal growth with the mother. and refer her to consultation for to identify potential lead sources and try to avoid the lead exposure. Thank you. Any questions? Thanks.